Hello everyone, another podcast of My Energy Game. This podcast we have Raquel Rubio. Raquel is a sophrologist and is also a leader in coaching groups and coaching leaders and coaching teams in different backgrounds, mainly in corporate, but also in sport. And she's bringing a very interesting topic. Energy is contagious, including team spirit. How are you, Raquel?
Hi, Edu. Pleasure to be here today.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about energy is contagious, including team spirit. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is sometimes when we think about the topic of energy, we straight away go and think about our own energy as individuals. And today I wanted to bring this idea that our energy is something that sometimes we may not be in control, or at least as much control as we think we have, because we may have some energies that are contagious from our environment.
Interesting. So do you mean by, I don't know, like team dynamics, things that may occur in the training time, things that may happen in the dressing room? Is that what you mean?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, there is a saying in English and that says no human is an island. And this is a really interesting phrase that I love. And what it means is that as individuals, no one is truly self-sufficient. We are always relying on other people. And we really need the energy of other people to thrive. And we know that in sports is very important. You cannot win the game by yourself. And we know that it's true in life. We need our family support. We need also the energy from those sponsors, mentors, those people that truly, truly help us when we need that support or that additional help. So I guess when we are ourselves thinking about our own energy, it's important that we take time to think about, okay, my energy, where is that coming from? How much of my energy is being fed by other people, for example? Or how do we spend time with certain people and when we feel really energized, and how sometimes we feel very drained when we spend time with others? And now allowing ourselves to realize the difference of what it's like to be in our own energy, as well as what's the other energies that we're maybe catching up from our environment.
I see. So how do we create energy together then? I mean, obviously you're talking about being aware of our own energies, being aware of how other energies may affect your energy. But obviously when we talk about the team dynamics, when we are in a team, I mean, sometimes obviously you don't have an option to really choose the energies around yourself. So how do you, in a way, make the most of those energies and obviously keep yours in balance?
Good question. So I guess it all starts with your own energy. And we have talked about this in other podcasts already. And you need to be checking with your own self all the time, pretty much. And that's why we are going to be learning techniques around how you do that. But then there's something about, you know, stepping outside of yourself and being able to start looking into what's going on around you. Now, it takes a lot of effort to do that because as human beings, we tend to be quite, self-centered. We tend to feel more whatever is going on for us. But it is important that we start taking that moment to say, okay, what's going on around me? And it could be that you're training with other people and you start noticing how other people are feeling. And it might be that, you know, you're just exploring, you know, what's going on around you without even making judgments on what's going on, but just being observant. So I guess my suggestion would be start observing what's going on around you and start noticing. And that is about making that shift between being so self-centered and focusing only on the self and allowing yourself to be exploring and looking and watching out for what's going on around you.
So how is your energy linked into team spirit?
Well, the thing is, like, if you start thinking about energy, and you know, we understand we are all energy, and everything around us is energy, whether it's an object or another being. Now, there is no such a thing as my energy stops here and then your energy stops, you know, starts somewhere else. And we know now from the situation we are living that, you know, we all share the similar spaces. So what you need to do in here is to start looking into, okay, what am I bringing to the environment? What am I bringing to this energy, to this space that we are all sharing? What is the vibration? Because that's what we perceive from each other. When you think about energy and the way that you contribute to your climate, what you're contributing, what we are talking about, is really the vibration that you're bringing to the space. And we know from science that that vibration can be measured, and that vibration can be called out and can be identified. So again, different emotions have different vibrations. And the more that you become aware of how your energy gets translated into vibration and how your energy affects that climate, then the more you'll be able to make conscious decisions about what is it that you want to bring. So again, looking at yourself, am I feeling sad? Am I feeling pissed off? Am I feeling happy? Am I feeling excited? All of that will have a different vibration. And then looking into how that gets into the space that you're sharing with others. And if you're sad, for example, and somebody else is very happy, how are you going to start adapting your energy so you can help that person or support that person and make sure that you can have a meaningful, really good exchange of energy that doesn't really create tension, because maybe that vibration will be very different in that case between the two people.
So, of course, what we're trying to say here is that we are, by making that kind of like commitment to check your own energy, making sure you obviously fulfill yourself and making sure that you work on yourself, then you can go into step two, which is, how is then this work that I've been doing, how is then my energy going to then contribute into the whole, into the team in this scenario, in a sports scenario? How is this going to then become a more team spirit? And then obviously what I contribute, I'm going to get back, right? Because I suppose it comes to a point where when you are conscious about the energy you are bringing into the team, and when you are doing your best to, of course, support and help others, you're going to get it back at some point, because you are already kind of said that everything is linked, and we share the same space, and we are all the same energy. So I used to say to my players, how can you help others to help you? And how can you help yourself to help others?
That's right. Yeah. And that's the thing, is this very, very good understanding about how we are all connected. And this is the concept of oneness. And you know, there's been a lot written about it. Now, the tricky thing, though, of what we are saying is that it's not a sequential thing. It's not something that you say, okay, I've worked on my energy as an individual, and then tomorrow I'm going to be able to go into, you know, what we are now calling step two almost. The tricky part is that it happens all the time at the same time. So you need to keep working on yourself and then being able to work on what's going on around you. Because otherwise, I guess, once you are ready to be sharing with the world your own energy, you will realize that almost nobody's there to wait for your...
In the process, you were already sharing...
really potentially bad energy. Exactly. So I guess, you know, is this concept, you know, as an athlete, I can see it in here, but it happens in other areas of life. You know, it's about a constant learning about becoming aware of your own energy, as well as how your energy shifts have an impact on your ecosystems. It could be your family, could be your team, of course, very important for the athlete, or could be even the wider, could be your club, could be your country, could be much, much bigger, whatever you want to expand it to.
Interesting. So do you have any final statements or reflections or any key factors for the listeners to obviously kind of like wrap up and understand the concept that you are bringing today, which, by the way, is very interesting, obviously, how energy is contagious, and obviously including team spirit, and how our own energy obviously feeds into the team and the team feeds back into our own energy.
Sure. Yeah. I guess my tip is, as you go through your own personal journey on discovering your energy, discovering what works for you, what doesn't, and of course, there's going to be very many resources available on how to do that. Keep an eye on how that is contributing to the environments that you want to create and be part of. And be mindful of what kind of environments you're getting yourself into, who you're spending time with, what are you doing with others that really gives you energy, and what are the environments where you feel drain. And that's important to start noticing. Today is just about noticing, because that makes a big, big difference. A lot of people I work with, they'll say things like, I don't know why I feel drain after spending time with that collective or that group or that team. So always become aware of what are you contributing and what are you getting out. And if that's imbalanced, then keep checking with yourself, keep checking with your environments, and keep working at it in refining and in tuning. If it was like music, you will be always tuning in and out. The same with energy. Keep working at tuning that in or out as much as you need it to obviously thrive and get that performance that you want.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Raquel. That was very, very interesting.
Thank you, Edu.
Yeah, ya los paro.